VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. At least 17 people have been killed by a fire in a high-rise office building in the Bangladesh capital. Several people jumped from the windows of the 19-story building in Dhaka's commercial district to escape Thursday's inferno. Dozens of firefighting units were dispatched to battle the blaze. At least 70 people have been injured. People were still trapped in the building several hours after the fire started. Numerous residents have been killed in building fires in Dhaka over the years due to lax safety regulations and enforcement. At least 70 people were killed when a massive fire burned several residential buildings in a historic section of Dhaka just last month. President Donald Trump says Russia has to get out of Venezuela following the recent arrival of Russian military personnel in that country. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House alongside Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido.
Venezuela is going through a terrible crisis. The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food.
The United States, along with dozens of other countries, have recognized Guaido as the country's interim president, while Russia continues to back President Nicolas Maduro. When asked by a reporter about whether the U.S. is willing to put boots on the ground to remove the Russians, Trump responded, "All options are open." At least 12 people were killed and more than 20 others injured when a car bomb exploded Thursday outside of a restaurant in Somalia's capital. Witnesses tell VOA's Somali service the blast occurred outside the front door of a restaurant along Mogadishu's busiest street. Now, there was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of a militant group, Al-Shabaab, which frequently attacks hotels and restaurants in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Still a great deal of uncertainty as to whether the United Kingdom Parliament Speaker will allow another vote on Prime Minister Theresa May's deal the day after she promised to step down if it were approved. Now, she's still receiving some support from key Conservatives, especially within her own cabinet. Michael Gove is the Minister of the Environment.
I think the single most important thing that every MP needs to concentrate on is making sure that we deliver on the mandate to leave the European Union. 17.4 million people asked us to leave the European Union. We now have a chance to make sure that we do. That's why everyone should support the Prime Minister's deal.
Maddie Thamott-Jack is an analyst from the Research Institute for Government.
It's been very interesting. I mean, yesterday we had this commitment from the Prime Minister to say that she will step down if MPs support her deal. Now, the response from within her own party was largely positive, and there does seem to have been some movement from the group of Conservative MPs that we call the European Research Group, the hard Brexiteers. But then last night, the DUP leader, the Democratic Unionist Party, which May is in a confidence and supply arrangement with, have said that they still will not back her deal. So the numbers still look very, very tight. So I think it's quite difficult to call either way.
A second round of votes is planned on Monday to try to find a plan with majority backing. Local and regional reactions are mixed over the recent U.S. decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Some say the move raises tensions between Israel and its Arab neighbors, while others contend the move does not change the reality on the ground. The U.S. is the first country to recognize Golan Heights as Israeli territory. The rest of the international community considers it Israeli occupied. President Donald Trump said keeping the Golan Heights under Israeli control is of critical strategic and security importance to the State of Israel and the region. Australia's far-right One Nation Party is under fire after she was captured on camera suggesting a deadly mass shooting that led to the country's strict gun control laws was part of a conspiracy. Senator Pauline Hanson's comments were part of footage in a documentary produced by Qatar-based Al Jazeera News Channel that depicts two party officials seeking donations from the U.S.-based National Rifle Association to help the party's effort to weaken the laws. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
I also said earlier in the week that I found the behaviour of those officials particularly appalling. And I've left it for a few days to see what the response of the One Nation leadership would be to those events. And sadly, I'm disappointed. And I find the response to the action of those One Nation's officials unsatisfactory.
Hanson is shown telling an Al Jazeera journalist posing as a gun lobbyist that she has a lot of questions about the 1996 shooting that left 35 people dead in Port Arthur, Tasmania. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.